Welcome to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm Matt Lenneman, and each week I will be joined by a member of the CU soccer team, as we'll discuss the game from last week and get to know them a little bit better. This week, I'm joined by senior midfielder Sinead Hopcroft. Thanks for coming on to the podcast this week, Sinead. It's awesome to have you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So last week, CU beat Weber State at home. It was a pretty contentious game. Kind of squeaked it out with a goal from Hannah Schartz just before the end of the first half. You might not be able to tell it from the final score, but you were involved in that game pretty substantially. You had two pretty good scoring opportunities. You had a shot on goal in the second half that was pretty good. And I know that this was only your third game at the Division I level so far, and I was curious, how has that been? Has there been any adjustments playing at the Division I level compared to your past?
I think there definitely has, but I wouldn't say too much. I think that it's just important that I play how I play, and just as long as it's at a like fast speed, which Division I soccer is, I think, yeah.
Now, this is your first year at CU2, and it seems like you have a pretty fascinating journey, in my opinion. You know, you came from England. This is your third stop. I'm just curious, you know, how did you, you know, one, decide to come play soccer in the United States for college, and two, how did you find your way to CU?
So yeah, it has been a very long journey, actually. So I always, like, from when I was little, I always wanted to play in the United States. I don't know why, just someone mentioned it to me when I was like a little girl, and then it just stuck in my head, and I was like, I want to play in the United States. I didn't know where though, at that point, but yeah, that's why I wanted to come over here. And then I went to Daytona, and that was, I had to go to a JUCO, and I just thought there would be the best fit for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had to go to a JUCO because of the GCSE situation, which is like, I think it was because I only had 4.5 GCSEs, and apparently you're supposed to have 5 to go to a Division I.
I'm sorry, but what is a GCSE? I don't fully know what that is.
So it's just like, like grading system, I guess. But yeah, so basically I had to take 5 classes that were GCSEs, or count for what they call GCSEs. But I took 4 GCSEs, and then there was this one class that only counted as half of one, which I didn't know that. But yeah, I didn't know this before. But it was okay because I did enjoy my JUCO. But yeah, and then obviously you can only be there for 2 years, and it was time for me to leave anyways. And then I chose UCCS in Colorado Springs because the coach, I really loved the coach. Yeah, so I ended up choosing there because she stood out from any other college that was contacting me. So I went there, and then the last season that I played with them, we did really well, and our coach went to LSU.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, wow,
that's a big upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, well, I came there for her, not for her, but for me, mm-hmm. but because she was there.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, well, I kind of need to make a change myself. And then that's how I got to see you. Yeah, so it's been a long journey, and I've always wanted to play at Division I, but it didn't quite happen the way I thought it would, but I still got here in the end. So
I feel like that's always the best of journeys or stories. I feel like the ones that you don't know the ending. I feel like I meet so many people or like do so many things in life that I never thought I would do. Just doing this podcast, you know, who would have thought?
Yeah.
And now I have a question, because I read your bio and I noticed I didn't see any hobbies on your bio at all.
Oh,
I was like, I have to know. I was like, what is something that is like you're super passionate about that you love outside of soccer? I'm curious.
Well, that's the thing is, a lot of people ask, or like when you go to class, they ask this question. I don't know. Like, I'm like soccer, but they're like outside of soccer. I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a passion for something other than soccer. Not like to where I'm really passionate. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to like art, I guess, drawing, but I'm not that great at it. So it's hard to enjoy something that you're not that great at.
I mean, I guess that's true. I feel like, yeah, it's definitely, it tears you apart a little bit if it's something that you love, but you can't do it great. But I suck at art, so I guess I don't do it. But so I kind of get that standpoint. But going off the soccer thing, I did see last week you're watching a Premier League game before the game. So I'm curious, who's your team? Who's your team back home?
Arsenal's my team. They've not been doing very well, but
yes.
Yeah, I have to be loyal and stick with them because, my parents are from there. So, my mom used to, like, live around the corner from the stadium, which is crazy. But, so my whole family supports Arsenal.
That's kind of funny because did you know Arsenal actually has some Colorado connections?
Really?
Yeah, the owner of Arsenal is the owner of the Nuggets and the Avs. Stan Kroenke.
No way.
Yeah. So little Colorado Arsenal connection vibe going on there.
Yeah, I love Premier League. I don't know if it's because I'm from there or what, but if I could watch pretty much every game, I'm sure I would.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good soccer. Like when there was no sports this summer, that's what I watched. Like I watched the Premier League during the summer. So it was fun. It was great, but kind of hard to do with other sports later in the year. Now on to the final, or basically final question, the one that I've been asking everybody that comes on is basically, you know, what is your dream job?
It's to do with soccer. well I mean, I'm almost there, but I'd still say it's my dream is to be a professional soccer player. And yeah, hopefully be one of the best, but yeah, and play on one of the best teams. I mean, that's what I've always wanted to do. So yeah.
would one of the best teams be in the United States, or would you go back home, or like what would that kind of, would it just be kind of wherever, or I'm curious.
No, it would either be, at first I want it to be in the United States, but I could definitely see myself going back home at some point. But I'd either love to be in the United States or in England. I don't think I'd want to go anywhere else.
Okay. Would you like be like after playing, would you want to be like a coach or something like that? Or
I think, like a little bit after I'm done playing. I wouldn't say like right after, like straight away, but I definitely could see myself being a coach when I'm older. Yeah. Awesome. But I definitely wouldn't want to do it straight away, but
take a little break.
Yeah,
soccer detox.
I don't know though, because I say that, but as soon as I'm like away from soccer for a couple of days, I'm already like, oh, when's the next training session? So I probably won't last that long.
I mean, it sounds like you got soccer and on your heart and on your mind.
Yeah, literally.
All right. So I'm going to close out with one last question, just kind of fun. Okay. One last one. And it's, you know, is there anything that you miss about like England? Like what is something that like England has that we don't have here that like you were like, oh, I wish this was here in the United States right now?
You know, I miss a lot of things. but the biggest one is, I would have to say, it's definitely food. But I would say just English beans with whatever. And it doesn't even matter whether that's beans on toast or beans. Oh, no, actually, I take it back. It is beans. It is beans. But So we eat jacket potato, cheese and beans, which is like a baked potato pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And then you like cut it, like you put it in the oven and you cut it open and you put a lot of butter in it. And then you put English beans, which is like in tomato sauce basically. But it sounds gross, but it's really good. And then you put cheese on top. I miss that. I miss it so much. And it doesn't even take long to make, but I love it. When I go back, that's the first thing I eat.
Do you ever just make that here though? Like,
no, because so you can get English beans from here, but they're Heinz beans, which is supposed to be like the best quality. But I like we have a store called Tesco's, right? And the Tesco brand beans are the best. Like, they aren't. Heinz bean doesn't come close. So I can still get Heinz beans, but it's still not the same as, like... And then even the potatoes out here are more earthy than in England, so...
I'm so
confused. So, yeah. I'm picky, but...
Yes, it sounds like just a little bit, but I can't blame you. We all have our home preferences for food, so, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up on time, but once again, it was great having you. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Again, that was Sinead Hopcroft joining me on this week's episode of the podcast. Looking ahead to this week's games, CU will play their first Pac-12 games against the University of Washington. They'll play them first on Friday at 4 o'clock and then again Sunday afternoon. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk about those first Pac-12 games, and we'll meet somebody new next week. I'll see you then.